are you feeling? How are things? Is that gonna fuck you up? Do you need a Tums for the road after?
I will. I will need a Tums for the road.
They're chews. They're Tums chews.
I love those.
They're delicious.
The Heart Show?
Yeah, they're great.
I fucking love those.
Yeah, they
are. My dad and I would call them
strawberry flavor.
Adult candy.
Yeah, basically. They're milky and delicious.
I like them.
Okay, good.
I gotta send you a picture of my Mega Tums that, like, they're chalky. And they have a weird taste, but then it's like, it is the best relief ever. I'll send you a picture. They're over the counter.
Okay. You're not going to remember that by the time you get home. So
I might. And I'm doing fine pretty with good,
that.
That's actually.
Okay. You don't need to.
I'm doing pretty good. I think.
We got to get this thing going. I got a date with some Ghostbusters later tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We were going to go see Dune, but I don't really want to.
Who's got the time? What was that, like 3 hours long?
Yeah, it's like one of my only nights. Like, today's my only day off from the daycare. Well,
and you're spending it here?
Yeah.
I thank you.
I've been doing a lot of stuff at the house that I'm cleaning out.
So here's something fun. This will be coming out. We're doing this way in advance. I don't know if you knew this. Because the next episode's an M3 with E5. So this will actually be coming out April 16th.
Oh, wow.
This will be our 420 special.
Oh, good!
You didn't intend it that way.
I did not, but it worked out.
But that's what we're doing.
Oh, What Lies Beneath? That's scary. Bodies, 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 I enjoyed. Although it's stupid, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. Here, we'll just throw that on in the background.
And Beau's Afraid is good.
I still haven't seen it. Okay, let me get the phone going here.
Okay.
I got my cold brew here.
Woo! That is probably, we probably should do, always do like a 420 special.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. There's a good crossover.
Yeah.
Between stoner movies and some horror movies.
So we haven't done this in a very long time.
I know, it's been months.
I don't know if you're aware.
Like before October.
Yeah.
September.
Something like that.
We had one planned and then my life went to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Rocky Horror Picture thing is cool. The doll.
Oh, yeah. Listener of the podcast made that for us.
Oh, cool.
Mariah.
Nice.
Yeah. Handmade.
Those are cool.
Yeah. They're good people. Yeah. How do we start this? It's been so long since I've talked to anyone about movies.
I'm trying to even think of like what I've gone to see recently. I went and saw...
Love Lies Bleeding.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No, not yet.
It's fucking weird, man.
I think the last movie I went and saw a... I went and saw a Walter Paisley movie at the Can-Can for, they did B horror movies and it was
a Bucket of Blood?
Yes.
Nice.
It was Bucket of Blood.
Oh, fantastic.
That was so good and fun.
I just saw that for, the Joe Bob Drive-In thing.
Nice.
That they did.
Yeah. It's such a weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was good to see our boy Walter up there.
Our boy Walter. Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, I haven't really been going to see any movies lately. I just haven't had a lot of time to go to the theater.
Yeah.
Except for I have been down to the Art Craft a little bit. I went down there and I saw Jumanji on 35mm.
Oh.
And then went with my mom.
Yes.
She's good, and she
loves Jumanji.
She had never seen it.
Oh.
I know. She was like, I love this movie. And then she's watching and she's like, I've never seen this. And it's just funny because she does that all the time with my stepdad and I when we watch movies with her. She's like, where was I during this? It was like working.
Probably.
Like, yeah.
Probably
or working. Like cleaning the house. Like,
yeah.
She rarely sat down to watch a movie that was not Cabin Boy.
What?
Nothing. I think after us bringing Cabin Boy home one time from the VHS store, it was the last time she wanted to watch a movie with our family. It is.
The way you said it, though, made it sound like that's the only movie she likes and the only movie she's seen. It's Cabin Boy or nothing.
I want that to be the...
Cabin Boy or bust.
Cabin Boy or bust. Yeah. I did get to see Godzilla...
Minus one
in black
really
and white
good.
On the theater. That was...
Oh, you saw the Godzilla Minus One Minus Color.
Yeah.
I saw it at the Skyline Drive-In.
Nice.
With a double bill of Gamera.
I'm so...
It's wonderful.
I'm so proud of him for finally getting his award that he deserves.
I agree.
After, like, what, being 75?
Yeah. Do you feel like a win for Godzilla is a win for us?
I do.
Yeah.
He's our champion.
We all won that day.
We all won that way.
Yeah.
He's what keeps us going in this world. He saves us from the evil.
And yet we created him with evil.
Well, yeah. Oppenheimer kind of leaves that out about the...
Oh, yeah. You think it would have been crazy if it was like a post-credit sequence of Godzilla coming to
life?
Just
comes out and he just sucks up on the Yeah.
That would have been a better movie.
Yeah, it was.
And that was already a pretty good movie.
It was a good movie, yeah.
Not enough fucking in it, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
I expected full pin, full nudity.
I wanted to see Albert Einstein just getting after it, you know?
Yeah, just going for it.
Yeah, and not even like that was the full story. It's just every now and then you walk by a
just
classroom.
Cut to, and he's and just he's like just... going.
Yeah.
You think his pubes are crazy like his hair?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, but I did. There is, actually, in the movie we have coming up, there's some odd little sex scenes in this.
Yeah, there's yabos. Yeah. We'll talk about the yabos.
We will. Should we get going on what we were watching?
I think so. I feel like this film's always kind of been around. What is your history with our film today?
Well, I think especially of, like, because this was 1998.
Yeah.
When it came out, I believe. Yeah.
99,
yeah. So this is like right as I was like getting into middle school and able to like probably have less restrictions of when I was watching, you know, like what I was renting and what I could get from the library. And so I was starting to get to be, because this is PG-13.
R. It's R.
Oh.
It's not like a hard R.
No, but there are titties in it. So.
Yeah.
And there's some blood.
Some yabo, some blood.
Yeah.
And
some cursing.
Yeah, a little bit of curse.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of curse.
Mainly a lot of blood. Paraphernalia, weed.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in 2024 standards, you're like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, now we're like, it doesn't even matter. But yeah, I watched this often. It was probably something that was replayed on Comedy Central.
Yeah, and, I think it was. Or like Sci-Fi Channel or something.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, it was definitely like at that age where I was like, I was deciding I want to grow and to be a stoner.
Sure.
I wanted to be
It was a formative time for you.
It was a formative time. I could not wait to try weed.
Are you saying that movies got you to do that?
No, but I think
that... It was a contributing factor.
It was a contributing factor that I wanted to be that kind of deadhead, and I wanted to be a horror movie nerd and a weed person.
Look at you now.
Look at me now.
How many fish shows have you been to?
I don't know, 9.
That's a lot. That's a lot of fish.
That's all right. I got a tie-dye guy, so it's a good hookup.
Yeah, see, that's how I know that you're really falling into place.
But
here.
also for fish, there are quite a, like, during the set break, there is an AA meeting, and I found myself wandering into it often because I have quite a few friends who go, and so I'll wander over and participate in the AA meeting.
That's weird.
Yeah, but
what a weird place to do that.
Well, I think it's just people who got into it got too wild, and now they can still be a part of their culture and their things that they're into without having to be a part of what other things come with.
Right.
With work life.
Right. Right. Interesting.
But here we are. We're talking. We're getting our story going about this.
Yeah.
This is our 420 special. So it's.
We stumbled into this being our 420
special. We stumbled into it.
But maybe it'll be a new tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I caught this on cable.
Yeah.
Like it was like one of those weird fleeting times where I had cable as a kid.
Yeah.
My mom wasn't good at like paying bills. So cable would come and go in my household. But I think I was trying to, like, I was still finding my place as a horror nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Post-Scream.
Right.
Which was kind of like my slasher awakening. But I had a very hard time being like, horror comedy? You can't do that.
Right.
You can't make funny scary.
Well, and also I think for a while in the 90s and the 2000s, like, it was just done so horribly.
Yeah.
Too, that you're like, this is just a ruining of one side.
Well, I mean, I even saw Evil Dead 2 around this time and like hated it the first time I saw it. And now it's my favorite film
of all time.
Of all time.
It's above Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Actually it is now. Yeah. Yes. I actually did a top 50 films list on Letterboxd.
Oh nice.
Ranked. And I am pretty sure it is well above.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz.
I just started the book Wicked not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
Because they're coming out with a new movie for
sure. I saw a trailer, I think.
It's not good. I mean, the movie might be good, but the book is bad.
The book is bad. And I feel, is the movie going to be a musical?
I don't know.
Because I know the stage production is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think the play is probably better than the book because it shortens down some things. If I was to do a deep dive on the author, I'm sure we'd find out that he's a pedophile.
God damn it.
It's just a little too much talking about certain things in the book that, like, you know, did
like
we
just
need?
Spend a little bit too much time talking about the way girls look, young girls,
baby girls,
mm.
you know, and it's just
and not in that fun, you know,
it's just an over
early 2020 way of calling someone baby girl.
Yeah,
a literal baby,
literal that Elsa, is a girl. Or yeah, Elsa is a baby, Elfie. Yeah. Yeah. Elsa is something else, I think.
That's from Frozen.
I've never seen it. I'm working really hard in life to never change a diaper and to never see that.
Oh, Frozen's fine.
I'm sure it's fine. It's just fine. A lot of singing.
I don't recommend changing a diaper, but Frozen's fine.
I'm going to do neither.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the tagline that they had for this movie.
Yes.
The touching story of a boy in his right hand.
Yeah. Speaking of Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Very Evil Dead.
Very.
Shortly before I went to the Mahoning last year for Halloween for their Monster Fest, I think it was actually the weekend before it, they did a Sawa double feature of this and Final Destination with the director of this film in attendance doing like a Q&A.
Nice. And actually the...
And I missed it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The director, he's done a lot of TV shows that we enjoyed.
Oh, I didn't even see his TV credits.
Yeah, film credits. His TV credits, he did Tales of the Crypt, he did Leprechaun 2, Scream, God, the TV show. So good.
The Scream TV show?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and he did 10 Things I Hate About You TV show.
I did not know there was a TV series.
Me either. But, and then he's like, I think he wrote some episodes for The Office. Like, his TV credits go
nice.
Far. Yeah.
Nice. So, today we are talking about Rodman Flinder.
Yeah.
Rodman Flinder's 1999 stoner horror comedy cult classic, Idle Hands.
And now, coming soon to video cassette.
Idle hands are the devil's playground. This spring...
It's like I have no control over my hands.
If you're not scared...
Look at me! Look at me! I'm leathering!
If you're not squirming...
What are you doing?
CPR, man. I saw him Baywatch.
If you're not screaming...
He screamed like a girl.
You must already be dead.
Undead, actually.
Idle hands.
Okay, that wasn't my fault.
Rated R. Opens everywhere April 30th.
A teenage slacker's right hand becomes possessed with murderous intent.
Yeah, without him even noticing.
Well, he was stoned.
That is true.
Yeah. And I think as the story progressed, you know, as we build into... It takes 26 minutes, for the movie to even start to get to its premise.
I didn't even notice the time. It's a pretty short film, though.
It is a pretty short film, yeah.
We open this film in a what I assume would be just a West Coast suburban home.
He's in
probably
Utah.
A little bit. Oh, it's in Utah.
It's in Utah.
It is in Utah.
It is in Utah.
Definitely shot in California. That
Definitely.
Does not look like
that
Utah.
Is not Utah. No, no, because
I would also assume he's a little affluent. I bet his parents have to have money living in that fucking neighborhood.
I don't know so when we start off with the movie. It's his parents getting ready for bed, and they hear some noise going on, and they think it's the cat.
No. Funny man slash theater masturbator, Fred Willard.
Yes. Yes. Him and his wife are getting ready to go to bed, and they hear a noise. They think it's the cat, which the cat's name is Bones. Great name.
Yeah. Good name for a cat.
Good. Yeah. Dog is outside. Duke is outside, by the way. His name is Duke.
Not a great name. Makes me think of John Wayne. That guy's a piece of shit.
They don't ever call him Duke in the film.
No.
No.
Well, no, he says Duke a few times when he's running around the house when he's scared.
Yeah. I got a
good dog acting there.
Oh, my gosh. I was so stoked. I was like eating a carrot and just fully intent, just watching the dog acting, thinking, that dog's a good actor.
Eating a carrot?
Yeah, I've been eating What Up Doc carrots.
Okay.
Just like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good for your hormones.
Yes, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do kind of have the teeths, the little buck teeths.
I did have to get them filed down. Was in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
They were too big.
Those are What Up Doc teeths.
Those. I'm all right with it. But what I love about this beginning scene when we're in there is like it's such a '90s household because like having TVs in your bedroom was not really overly a thing. So if you see when we pan in, how many magazines this woman has stacked next to her nightstand with Post-its in it.
I don't have a TV in my bedroom.
Most people don't.
I got magazines on this table in front of me.
Not like that, though.
No, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I know. People don't read magazines anymore, not either. Anymore. No.
But that was their bedtime ritual, was reading these magazines. She put Post-its in it.
That part's a little weird.
That's what Post-its. I do.
You do that?
Oh, I did. Mm. Yeah, because I can't ever remember what I want to go back to and read.
That's interesting. Yeah. Should I start adopting that?
If you want.
Do you have a magazine subscription?
Not anymore.
At this age?
No.
What did you have subscriptions to?
I think I had, like, Puppy World. I had Snowboard World. Like, for a while there in the 2000s, all World something. You know?
Sure, sure.
I know that I did the snowboard magazines. And then for a long time, even as like a 20-year-old, I had this magazine called Bust. And it was created by women, for women, but it was like artistic, and like inside of it would be like art shows and other, like, featuring certain actresses and artists. And
it's like a play on words.
Bust.
Because like a bust is a piece of art, but it's also talking about yabos.
Yes.
I like your yabo mag.
Yeah. And it's so good. And like it also like... It had, like, the top interesting books to read, and that's where I found the book The Mentor Takes a Cigarette Break, because the mentor can't ever die, so he just lives on. So then once he, like, the labyrinth shut down, he had to move on and continue on with society, so now he's a line cook.
Oh, that's
fun. He can't talk, so he just smokes cigarettes, nice. And he's a line cook, and he's trying to find love.
That sounds great.
It was one of my favorite books.
Yeah. I currently have a subscription to Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yes!
And I think, well, that was like a Christmas present, but for some, I don't think he's ever canceled it. I still get them.
That's good.
But I think maybe this year I might, for my birthday, I might get a subscription to like Rumorg or Fangoria or something.
Yeah, Fangoria would be fun.
Something fun like that.
Yeah. I like getting things in the mail. So
I do too.
Yeah.
And like, they're so far apart, like they're every other month that it's enough time for me to forget and then be excited again.
Yeah. And you will read the articles.
I will, and I can, like, use them to collage and stuff,
exactly.
too. So, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
So the mom and dad get killed by, like, an ominous off-screen force. The mom gets pulled under the bed, blood splatter out.
Yeah.
Well framed.
Right.
Well blocked.
Right.
Shot. You think there was, like, a big hole under the bed? And they pulled her under and then shot blood out. You think that's how they filmed it?
That hand is attached to someone.
I mean the actual filming process.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like a hollowed out.
Yeah, underbody. And then the bed was on hydraulics.
Risers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they're quickly killed. And our stoner protagonist, Anton...
And then, his name, I was like, man, they could have picked a better name.
They really could have.
They really could have. But his character is named after Anton Levy.
Anton LaVey.
LaVey, yeah, which is the founder of, the Church of Satan.
Right.
So that's why his name is Anton.
That makes sense. Yeah. I went to the head chapter, Church of Satan, in Salem, Massachusetts.
How did you feel when you were there?
It was gated. I couldn't get in because I was there at like 10 a.m. But it's a cool building.
I think I'm part of the Church of Satan. I think I signed up.
I think anyone can. There's not really any hoops you gotta jump through.
So as being as a member of this,
you can say this is part of my
religion,
right?
Yeah. How great is that?
One time they gave me a brownie and it was a really good brownie.
I bet it was great.
It was really tasty.
You know what they're good with?
What?
Devil's chocolate.
Oh, like a devil's. I see what you did there. Yeah, you're clever.
Sometimes.
That actually makes sense. I was
and they're eating chocolate cake on the TV right now.
It's totally serendipitous.
We have to go get chocolate cake after this.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't know where you find any around here.
And I can't Google it either.
Oh, that's true. He wakes up and like the house is empty.
Right.
But around here, because I write out the thing as the movie's going.
Yeah.
He says he hasn't seen his parents in weeks. There's like a throwaway line where like when he goes to his buddy's house.
He's like, I haven't seen my parents in the past couple days.
Yeah, it was like days, which means like we haven't seen him or what he's been doing for these past few days while his parents are gone.
Right, yeah. And I know. And it's supposed to be taking place like The way the description read it on IMDb was that it was like he wakes up on Halloween morning, but like their days kind of blend together. And also, no yes. one is accounting this kid to go to school.
No.
Because when he goes over to talk to
Mick.
Mick and
Nub.
Nub.
Pnub.
Plub. Plub. Plub.
Plub?
Plub.
I think it's P-Nub.
I don't know.
P-N-U-B. I think it's just Nub.
Nub.
Mick and Nub. Nub. We'll say Nub.
Right.
The P is silent.
Email us your thoughts later on. Just yeah. let us know what yeah. you guys think. Yeah.
Seth Green and Eldon Henson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He goes over there to score some of his drugs.
Oh, yes. They need some more drugs.
But they have none. This is where we also get introduced to Jessica Alba's Molly from a distance.
Yep. She's on a motorcycle.
She drops her lyric book.
Right.
Because she plays bass.
She plays bass and writes her own lyrics because she's that badass of a woman.
Sure.
That's why he's in love with her.
Oh.
But he can't talk to her. He's lived next door to her forever.
Yeah.
Reads her diary during biology, but never talks to her.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically the plot to that song, Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah.
With yeah. a pinch of Spider-Man in there, too. Then we hop over to Beaver, Utah to see Nun Debbie searching for the killer hand.
Correct.
Have you ever been to Beaver, Utah?
I have not.
Is that a real place?
I don't know. Oh, I okay. bet it is.
You're very worldly traveled.
I know. I've been through a lot of Utah, but I don't know if I've been there.
You don't know.
I don't okay. know.
There's a very perverse joke that I could have said there, and I want you to know that I refrained from it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
You can insert it later.
Okay. You never dipped a toe in the Beaver?
Ooh. Not in Utah.
No.
That's not a state to do that in.
No, it's not. You would have to be pretty well drunk to do something like that.
In Utah?
Yeah.
You can't get drunk off their 3.5
That's
beer?
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's not the place for it.
Not the place for it.
After trying to smoke some nutmeg
oh.
and failing to make a bologna sandwich.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he starts making this bologna sandwich with this bloody ass knife. And also yes. it's like, well, and also after he does the nutmeg, our character, Anton washes his mouth out with soap. Like,
oh, yeah.
Squirts the dish yeah, up. And so yeah. that was actually like, they said that he did that like, it's on like improv.
Improv?
Yeah, and that's it was fun. Real soap.
Oh!
Yeah. But it is worst. Good. And honestly, like, as this character kind of develops, he is a pretty funny little actor.
There's some really good physical yeah. comedy.
And then, oh, and we got introduced to the police officers.
Yes.
Yeah, who yeah. are like supposed to be just a couple years above Anton out of school, but they look like 30-year-old men.
Yeah.
And one of them is a McPoyle.
No.
Yes. We have this argument often about this character.
That's Sean Whalen. He's not a McPoyle.
Okay.
He's in People Under the Stairs. I know you want him to be a McPoyle.
Yeah, I think he is a McPoyle. Yeah, because Anton steps out to get groceries because he hasn't seen his mother in a couple days. So he goes to get groceries and dog food for Duke.
Yeah, it's like that scene in Home Alone.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to know about how the the American Dental Association feels about a certain toothbrush.
And then so he's hanging out. He's trying to smoke that oregano and nutmeg, which is just sounds horrible. Like, who would ever?
I mean, I feel like back in our day, like, that was a rumor, right? That you could get people high on oregano, but really it just smells fragrant.
Yeah,
the way that
I know that people could. Like I know back in the day people used to put oregano in their weed bags to make them look bigger. But
oh yeah,
but
yeah, that could happen as well.
Yeah. So he's, and also, oh, what is he watching on the TV?
He's watching Mr. Magoo.
I'm loving the Mr. Magoo references that pop up. I love that show.
Do you ever sometimes feel like a bit of a Magoo sometimes?
I am. I think I watch too much of that show because I just, I mean, I can see clearly, but I also just wander. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where I'm going.
I run into a lot of things, not on purpose, but I just don't know.
And then they're watching Dragula by Rob Zombie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's some good music in this film.
There is.
I'm only in 2019 here, but so far I got nothing.
You know McPoyle?
No.
All right. So yeah, this is when he discovers his parents.
Oh yeah. Cause they're under the,
They're the Halloween decorations. Yeah, yeah. So they had started off with these his and her Halloween decorations with Mr. Pumpkinhead and Mrs. Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. So like scarecrows.
Yeah, and yeah. So apparently his parents have been hiding under this for the past couple days.
Days. Yeah.
Which how they got them to stand up and how these bodies did not do what dead bodies smell. Do what dead bodies do.
Decompose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is intriguing.
Especially in Utah. Well, I mean, Utah and...
It is a dry, high desert climate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Mick and Nub come over and they try to piece together the killings.
Yes.
But it takes them a while to get there.
Because
they get... Well, they get distracted by the music video.
Right, right.
Because of all the women in the bikinis.
Yes. which is a fun episode because now we're just watching the music video for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they find they see the parents. They discover them. Flim starts.
Oh, Nub.
Nub. Nub starts beating on his dad's chest, trying to CPR. Yes. He's like, I saw it on Baywatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they start finding all the clues because there's a bag of fries with two ears in it from the jungle.
And there's ant written on the floor. And he's like, was it your aunt? Did your aunt do it?
Well, he's like, were they eaten by ants?
Yes.
Which is such a fun like line because it's like, that's what you're like.
Seth Green's really funny in this movie.
He is. I love that he just has this bottle sticking out of his head.
Yeah, it's good.
And he has black hair because he's filming Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show at that time.
Yeah, I forget that that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
People love that shit.
I did.
You do.
I do.
There's no past tense. You can still love it.
I still like it.
I prefer the movie over the show.
I do too.
But that's just me. Then Anton gets possessed and stabs Mick in the forehead with the beer bottle.
Right.
And he decapitates Nub. With a saw blade in the basement.
Which is a pretty cool scene.
It is. I also noticed a Shining and Night of the Living Dead reference there.
And that's what they're watching on the TV, too. Is they're watching the 1978 Night of the Living
Dead. When he goes down into the basement, it does the camera up looking at him. That's the same shot of Jack in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the spade is what the zombie girl kills the mom with in the basement in Night of the Living Dead. But yeah, the TV shows like Carnival of... what is that fucking movie? Carnival of Fear, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
Right.
Like a whole bunch of stuff is on the TV while he and the hand are switching back and forth between cartoons and horror.
And honestly, that's a lot of really good work by our main character is like the fact that he's fighting with himself.
Yeah,
and then
he's
later
very good.
Yeah.
And he tosses the cat out the window.
Yeah, poor Bones. Later, Bones.
Is that the last you see of Bones?
I think so.
In the film?
Well, we don't really get back in the house that much.
No, no. And they make it clear that Bones lived the toss.
Yeah.
But I don't think you see Bones ever again.
The cat's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. This takes him across the street to Molly's place to find his cat. But the hand buzzes the doorbell. And then he pushes himself up. Good comedy there.
Good comedy, yeah.
Good physical comedy.
And then Jessica Alba shows up in her little nightie, which is like such a 2000s outfit, too.
It very is.
That, like, that little cat on the logo of her shirt. And like,
it's a very flirty sequence.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe in 99 I was like, wow, that's an attractive girl, and I was blinded by it because watching this movie today I'm like, she's really bad actor.
She is. yeah she's a really bad actress. And and also, you know, some
maybe she's good in other stuff, but in this movie she is not.
She's not. This was her first horror movie that she did.
Okay. Sawa on the other hand, very good in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also feel like this movie does not need to be set in high school. It could have been a college movie. When, and like, he was like,
it might have actually been better if it were.
It would have been better. And I know. And then also because like, coming up because of the murderer, which is turning out to look like our main character here.
Yeah.
It's Halloween and there's a curfew, so they can't do anything but go to the Halloween dance. And I feel like there would have been other ways to be able to write this of having some kind of, like, they couldn't do anything but go to a dance or something.
Right.
You know, or if it was like, if it was set in college.
Could have been at a bar.
It could have been at a bar, or could have been like the college was putting on a party because of the, because of the curfew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just, because like, one, we never even go to the high school except for the dance. So why do we even care that they're in high school?
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of over-sexualizing 18-year-olds.
Right.
But also at that time in our lives, we were...
Yeah.
Into that, I guess. Yeah. Not us, but as a culture.
No, we were. You and me, back in 99, we were into
it. Like, yeah. I thought this is what high school would be like.
Yeah.
I thought I would get a shop class.
You didn't take shop class?
Didn't have it.
I took it, and we went to the same high school.
I don't think they offered it. I thought they got rid of shop.
Nah, I built a little house out of little logs.
Did you do that in middle school?
No.
High school?
Yeah.
I was taking sewing classes. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was taking woodworking.
I took all the sewing.
It was
classes.
Awful. They didn't teach us shit. No. It was very bad.
I already knew how to sew everything they asked me to.
I was terrible at the sewing.
I just wanted all the credits because I wanted to be a fashion designer.
Look at you now.
Just wearing Goodwill.
You brought a shirt here today. What are you talking about?
I didn't make it.
Oh, I knew that. So after a cringe-inducing sexual scene, back at home, Anton buries his parents in the backyard.
One, she has a great line that is like almost a tongue twister. Like as her parents pull up, she goes, "I think you should go. My parents are here. I think they would look down." It's something like they'd look down at a bloody boy trying to fuck their daughter.
Something like that.
But yeah. It's like
bone, bloody boy, bone.
Bone my their daughter.
Yeah.
Something like that. And it's just like, it's such a hard thing to say. And she just gets it out so quickly. And it's like, also like, sweetie, this guy's all bloody and probably doesn't smell good.
No.
He's wearing the same clothes that killed people.
He wears the same clothes the entire time.
I know. Yeah. Why is she into this? Yeah, that's fair.
Proximity.
Yeah,
I guess. Fair. He buries his two friends, but they come back as undead companions.
Also, how do you bury four adult humans? Bodies with one hand
because he hasn't cut it off yet.
No, but he's tied it to himself.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he tied it to his little necklace.
Well, obviously he didn't bury them well.
No,
because they come out,
they come back.
yeah, loose soil out in Utah. I don't know, you've done some digging out there, right?
Yeah, it's just high desert.
It's just high desert.
Yeah, so it's dry,
right? So easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wakes up the next day and his buddies are sitting on the couch eating cheesy poofs, watching TV.
Yes.
I'm loving that they're still throwing cheesy poofs into the head from across the room.
Good effects work.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of that's like probably just a hollowed out chair that he's putting his head in. But there are some scenes where it's a puppet.
Yeah.
Or like an animatronic.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really good.
It does.
They need info on the devil, so Anton goes to the local metalhead, Randy.
Yes.
To get info about Satan and shit. And, he tells him idle hands are the devil's plaything, so he takes up knitting.
Yep.
While watching Rob Zombie music videos. Yeah.
Well, so he has to go find Randy at the Jungle Burger, and he pretends to...
Work there to
get in to talk to Randy through the drive-thru. And
did you pick the cameo up there?
I did. It's Blink 182 boy I love so
Tom
much.
Yeah, Tom DeLonge.
It's Tom DeLonge. Yeah, he's in the window.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other characters, like the manager of the Jungle Burger. He's in Twister.
Oh.
And then there's a couple other characters that have cameos and show up in Twister as well. Like
weird.
The guy I think that is a McPoyle.
Yeah, Sean Whalen.
Yeah, he's in Twister as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's like on the other team. It's just a little couple few parts.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Also, Jungle Burger, that you can just tell that fast food restaurant would fail completely because they have too much advertising. They've spent too much time on everything else. And also, like, in the back, there's just that bowl of meat that he sticks his hand in. It bothers me so much. There's just so many health codes.
You're saying they're not dating and rotating there?
No.
No.
I don't think that... No.
Mm.
And also, the twins got murdered there. Why are we still serving food there?
Right. Well, clearly the cops aren't very good in this town.
Clearly. Clearly.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the cops come by the house because of a noise complaint, and the hand kills them quickly. Stabs the one in between the ears.
With a knitting needle.
With the knitting needle. The other one gets tased in the face, right?
I think so, yeah, something. I was laughing too hard that I think
it was a good sequence.
Yeah.
The
death scenes are good.
Physical comedy, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Anton cuts off his hand, and then the guys head out, but the hand is still active.
Well, he puts it in the microwave and tries to roast it.
First, he tries to cut it with the bagel guillotine.
Yes. Also, like, those things can only cut, like, a cold bagel. You can't, like, a freshy bagel that's...
No.
No. Those things never... I've cut a lot of bagels in my life.
Yeah.
And also, like, yeah, there's no way that that was going to cut
through. You ever work at a place that had those cool little, like, bandsaw things that you...
No, but...
You throw through?
No, but I worked at a bakery that had the old school bread cutter, and that was super fun, because it, like, shakes it through. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun, too. Oh, and then... A phrase that I say constantly that I didn't even remember was from this film.
Yeah.
Is, I'm Leatherface! When he picks up the turkey carving
knife. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he pretends that it's a chainsaw.
Yeah, and I love that he walks away and it just unplugs and he's just like...
I say that almost any time I pick up a knife or anything, or if I put something on my face, I say, I'm Leatherface! And I forgot that it was from Idle Hands.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. This movie is part of my weekly lexicon. And I can't tell you how many times I put cold cuts on my face and pretend that I'm Leatherface.
That's strange.
It's constantly.
Well, that's...
Constantly.
I think I'm proud of you.
It's a good thing I don't work in a sandwich shop.
Anymore?
Never.
Oh.
Never will.
I love making sandwiches.
I know you do.
I do. I like eating them and making them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So then the hand gets put in the microwave.
Yeah, and then he turns it on, which is kind of a Gremlins little...
Yeah, a little bit.
You know,
yeah,
like I can see that. Yeah,
Urban. Yeah. I mean, that happens in the first Gremlins,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and so then homegirl's at the door in her little angel outfit.
Yes.
And she's getting cold, so you gotta go get her.
Yes.
So she finally leaves, and of course he's just got like this hand wrapped around in a plastic grocery bag.
Right.
And
the guys went to go get antiseptic for his cut.
And burritos.
Yes. Well, that was they didn't go to get burritos. They just... They happen to find burritos.
They're always thinking about burritos.
Yeah.
Like me.
Which isn't wrong.
No. Hot dogs and burritos always on mind.
I love hot dogs.
I do too.
So they go to make a burrito, but that lets the hand out because it's stuck in the microwave.
And they're not concerned about it at all either.
No, they make a second burrito.
Yeah. And finally, Seth Green gets tired of his buddy's head being separated from the body, so he puts a...
What is that? It's like a grilling fork.
Yeah, it's like a grilling fork. Yeah. And a meat fork.
A meat fork.
And he sticks his buddy's head back on and then duct tapes it so that way the beans don't ooze out.
Because they do ooze out.
Yeah.
And it's very gross.
You know, and thinking about it too, like...
Michael hated it.
They've been eating a lot of cheesy puffs. Like, that means he's oozing... His head oozed everywhere they put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would that girl still come over to the house? Like, she's not smelling it from that door?
No.
No.
It just smells like reefers.
I guess.
Reefers and incense. It covers up everything.
He was lighting a lot of incense that first scene.
So then there's like a whole thing here. Deb shows up with Randy. And she gets hit by a truck.
They run into each other at the bowling alley. And so for some reason...
Yes, yes, that's it.
Yeah, there's some kind of... pull to the murderous hand wanting to always go to the bowling alley. Like, it's a continuous theme through.
Just so it's because it's busy?
I guess. I don't know. Or
that makes sense. Idle hands, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's, like, something missed there. But then, so apparently, what's her name is a long line of priestess that fight evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has a knife.
The evil dagger.
That can get rid of it.
Yeah.
I was hoping it would be the Kandarian dagger from Evil Dead. Oh. But it's fine.
Yeah.
The
crossover costs too much.
It doesn't, though. They did it in Jason Goes to Hell.
Oh, yeah?
And they were just like, hey, they called Sam Raimi and were like, hey, do you have that dagger? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he brought it over, and that was it. It cost nothing. So Randy's like, oh, I know this guy. He was talking about his hand doing weird stuff. Let's go to him. So they go to there.
Also, they're driving Airstream 290.
God, I wish I had an Airstream. That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
As they're showing up, the gang is leaving. She gets, like, clipped by the truck.
Oh, she gets back into the truck and goes flying, which is hysterical.
Randy resuscitates her.
Yeah.
I guess.
They had to use a stunt double to drive the car because Saul didn't have a license at the time.
Oh, wow. Michael thought that Randy was going to take advantage of her because she was knocked out.
A little bit, because he looks both ways, and then he's like, hey.
That's just proper. That was just proper.
She
was in the street. He was making sure it was safe to go out there.
It's a little rapey.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know.
As a woman.
I said he should have, but he saves her.
Only to fuck her later.
Well, she was pretty into it.
Yeah, it turns out that they're half siblings, and they didn't find out until they were on set.
What?
Yeah, in real life, they're half siblings, and they didn't find out until they were on set.
That's really weird.
I know.
Wow.
It makes all that weirder now.
It does.
Yeah.
That would get a lot of clicks.
Yeah.
On that documentary site that I've seen.
And Randy
in incognito mode.
Randy is a well-known gay man. So,
oh, is he?
So yeah.
You think?
That's what I read. He said he had a really hard time because in real life.
Okay.
In real life, because he says the word fag later on, and it just said it was a difficult scene for him.
Oh. Yeah, they do drop the F word a few times.
It was used more differently in the 90s than we...
That is true.
You know, and not making it right. It just was used differently. And
I openly am not a very PC person, but I also don't walk around saying things like that. Yeah. Now, that said, though, I do believe, like, who the fuck cares? Say the word.
Yeah, I think
if you get punched in the face, you get punched in the face. That's your prerogative.
Well, I think it's just, like, the way, you know, if you're saying it to put someone down, you know, if you're just saying it to say
if
it.
If you're saying it to put someone down, that's when they should punch you in the face.
I agree.
It's quid pro quo.
Yeah.
You get what you put out there.
I just about punched a random person in the face the other day because I thought it would make me feel better.
Did it?
No, I didn't punch him in the face. Uh-huh. I don't really want to.
In my narrative, you did.
Yeah. I was crossing the street without looking. I was like, come on.
Oh.
Come on, world.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah.
Been there. You then ever I've... just been driving through the mountains with your headlights off?
No.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. Yeah.
Then I went to pinball and...
That help?
Yeah.
Kind of gives your mind somewhere else to go.
Yeah, it helps when I do better than the 8-year-old, so I feel better.
I played the Jaws pinball 2 days in a row.
It's very
Isn't
good.
That weird?
No, I did too.
Well, yeah, you're a professional. I'm not.
I was on the board for at least 16 hours.
I went and played with you, and then the next day, some friends and I went to the 16-bit arcade, and I played it there.
Nice.
That arcade sucks.
It does. It
does. It's even worse because it's literally down the street from Tapper's, which has like 3 times as much pinball.
Yeah, and they just don't take care of their games, and it's just overwhelmingly
it's a lot of open space with nothing in it.
Yeah, it's not set up well, and also every time I go there, the bartenders could not take care of 4 people faster.
Jesus Christ.
And everything just has a pop top to it, you know?
Yeah.
And as being in the industry, it tweaks my ears a little.
It's all lazy.
Yeah.
Geez, where are we at here? The dance.
Oh yeah, so they're at the dance. The school gym is used in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
Yes.
And in the movie
Previous
episode. And Jawbreakers.
Should that be coming soon?
We should. That would be good.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of a horror.
It's a cult film. Definitely.
This
is where we have the two teens in the kiss makeup that are making out.
Oh my gosh.
And then we get the yabos, which is always a plus.
Which those are very much
great yabos.
90s
fantastic yabos.
Fake titty yabos. Like, no teenagers having those yabos. And also you're ruining your makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also I hate that kind of makeup. Like, I will not wear face makeup like that.
What is that? Like pancake or grease makeup or
something,
whatever?
Whatever it is. I just
Or you just hate Kiss in general.
I like Kiss, actually.
Yeah, they're making out to back into New York. Which I believe is an Ace Frehley song.
Yeah.
We saw that live.
So the
We saw that live. Look, I got a pin up here. Yeah. It's an Ace Frehley pin on my hat.
Yeah.
We were there. You, me, and Michael.
Yeah. That was a great day.
It was a great day.
I had a huge black eye.
Yeah.
I was concussed horribly.
Most definitely.
I did not. I thought there was a day between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twins Day.
That stage of my life lasted too long.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking there was another day between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, some of which has been chronicled on this podcast.
I know. Oh, so the hand is out there killing people on its own now.
Yeah, just having a blast.
But so the hand, the character, it's Christopher Hart, who is the hand in The Thing.
Oh.
In Addams Family.
Oh.
And so it's the magician.
Famous hand
actor.
He's
a famous hand actor, yeah.
That's great.
And in the new, I'm pretty sure I should have fact checked this before I said it, but in the new Wednesday TV show.
Sure. He comes back.
It's his son.
Oh!
Yeah!
Wow, hand legacy.
Yeah, because he's a magician, too. Wow.
Michael loves magicians.
That's interesting.
It's fucking weird.
Let's go see one.
No.
I want to be put in the box and then disappear.
Oh, okay.
And then I want to never come back. I want to, like, find someone to help me. Like, that's how I disappear.
Yeah. Ooh. I could help you disappear if you need help.
I just go to Tokyo. It's just $40,000 in Tokyo and you can disappear.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, I feel like once you get out of the country, you can pretty much easily disappear.
I've almost been stolen, so I know that.
Me too!
Yeah, I was almost stolen in Turkey one time.
Oh, I was almost stolen in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, at the dance, another great plus, aside from Yabos, the Offspring are the house band for the dance.
Correct! And they're playing...
Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated.
Yeah, and Big-Headed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Offspring was my first concert.
Oh, I went and saw them in LA. I saw them at the, like, I saw Offsprings and Poison Ivy.
Nice.
Yeah. All Agent right. Ivy?
Yeah.
Agent Ivy.
Op Ivy.
Op Ivy, yeah.
Op Ivy.
Yeah.
What was your first concert?
Oh, it was probably, like, Avril Lavigne and Bowling for Soup.
That's great.
That was I won tickets. Well, that one was like a free concert in the park or something.
Yeah.
And then I won tickets from a bank for Black Eyed Peas, and that was my first one at Deer Creek.
That's not as great.
Someone spilled beer on me.
Yeah.
But I won 4 free tickets.
I mean, that's cool.
And they were like in the pavilion.
Yeah. I've never seen a show in the pavilion.
I think that was the only time I've ever been in the pavilion.
Yeah. I don't like that venue. I don't go there anymore.
I do, but I go. I like the lawn. I like sitting far back.
I mean, yeah, the lawn is the preferred, but I hate that venue. It's too far away, and they have a noise ordinance, so they can't even play music past like 11 o'clock. So.
I live on the north side now, so I'm closer.
Fuck them.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this right now: I have not paid for a ticket in a long time.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
My second concert was Tom Petty, and it was the day after Offspring.
Oh, nice.
That was a great weekend.
Yeah. I never got to see him live.
I saw him 3 times.
Joe Cocker was one of my favorite things I've ever seen
live. That was my dad's favorite concert.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
I never saw him.
But... he opened up for Steve Miller Band. And he was like a surprise open guest.
Wow.
And it was around the time of Strawberry Field or the Strawberry movie about Beatles.
Oh. Lyrics. Yeah.
Across the Universe.
Yes.
Yeah. Strawberries.
Yeah. No, yeah. I got you.
And so he had sung a lot of Beatles songs, and so that was really cool.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So then we cut to the pervy principal on a phone sex line, and he gets his guts ripped out by the killer hand.
Right? How gross is that?
Could have been grosser. I kind of wish he got his dick ripped off.
I wonder if there was like a deleted scene, and they thought, that's too far. We'll never be on cable with that.
I kind of think that this film didn't think they were going to get an R rating.
Just a lot of titties.
There's not. There's just the one scene. And you could easily cut that out.
No, we needed it.
I mean, yeah, you needed it.
We needed it.
It kind of feels like they maybe found out, like, this is a little bit bloodier than we thought, so we're just going to add one scene.
Well, nudity. But also, like,
like, it doesn't go hard enough.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't need to be in the high school setting.
In today's setting, it would have been PG-13.
Yeah.
You take that movie and you release it today, it would be PG-13.
For sure.
Yeah, completely. Because there's not... graphic violence, no. Really. Even the beheading happens off screen.
Right.
His head falls off.
But it's not like a real... And also, like,
you're not seeing stabbing. You don't even see the gut. No. You don't see the girl pulled into the fan. You see nothing.
Yeah.
This would be a PG-13 film today.
Also, I think 90s movies made us think that we were going to spend a lot more time hiding out in air vents.
You don't? I don't have ductwork here, or else I would be hanging out in air vents constantly in this household.
Epion just was like, hey, Brian, time for dinner. Get out of the
exactly.
air duct.
Do you think we cook each other dinner? Is that what you think?
Yeah. I always had dinner with my roommates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we don't do that here.
That's okay.
He eats the same thing every day, and I make a big bowl of stuff that I just eat for a week.
Okay.
He's vegetarian. I'm not.
Yeah.
That's... He's a very strict dietary. Yeah. He's a Blanco Nino. He can't have spicy things at all.
I can't either. It hurts. The heartburn.
Interesting.
I like whiff of sriracha and I hurt.
You just take an omeprazole and you're good to go, baby.
No.
No?
I just work through the pain if I want it.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually do.
Yeah, that is true. So what happens next? Debbie and Anton join forces to track and kill the hand. As the offspring still play, the hand comes up and rips Dexter Holland's scalp off.
Oh my gosh.
That's a great sequence. It is a good scene. That's probably the most violent thing you see on screen in this whole movie.
Yeah.
And the chase is on. Nub, his lady friend, I forget her name.
It doesn't matter.
Lisa.
Something.
Maybe.
He was so stoked that he was going to get some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's up in the air vents like you do in the 90s.
Yeah. And they didn't want to get trampled on or killed by the hand, so yeah. They get into the air duct and they're trying to hide away. And so she uses her, and which is also like that scene where they're like, the fan is down below them and then they have to like get she down through the fan to get there. That's like kind of like, it's kind of like a Star Trek episode.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So they put the shoe in the fan to block it, and then she's, her friend is definitely like devil cat girl who has a whip.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite make sense, but okay. And so that, but we needed these props for later on.
Right.
And so she uses the whip to get down into the locker room.
Yeah, and her friend gets...
Well, the rope gets pulled back up, and then the hand strangles her, and then the fan starts going. And then the fan
pulls her up, and then it turns her into liquid.
Yeah, and then there's this great line that Seth
Green... Oh, God, it's so good.
Yeah, he's like, well, you weren't going to get any anyway. He goes, why don't you go grab a piece now?
Well, his friend was like, I was going to get me a piece. And then he's like, well, you could get a piece right now. And then they're like, oh, let's turn around. I don't want to go through all this Lisa.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Yeah.
I can only assume that the her falling and then being hanged is a reference to Suspiria.
Oh, right.
Dario probably. Argento.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
I've not seen the new remake.
I haven't either. I got it over there. But
yeah, I've heard it's great.
Anton tracks the hand into the art room. Where it gets, we get some puppet work.
Yeah.
Which
is fun. I love the little puppet. They put, the hand is now a hand puppet, so it's a little puppet guy running around that's been created by a student.
Yeah.
And then we get, and then we go into the shop class where the puppet has tied Jessica Alba to the top of the car.
How'd it do that?
I don't, it's a demon.
Okay. Magic.
Yeah.
He used magic.
It's a demon. It has extra strength. Well, and I read too that Seth Green did an interview one time with, like, The Onion, something like that, and he was saying that, like, him and the boys thought they were making something really dramatic, and the director thought he was making an Italian horror film, and then, like, everyone else thought they were making just, like, a slapstick comedy.
Wow.
And so, like, everyone in the film was making a different movie in their head than what they were all making together.
Where were we in this art room? Molly gets put on the car.
Yeah, art room gets knocked out with a vase, and then there's a fight with the puppet, so now the hand's inside a homemade puppet.
Yes.
So now it's this creepy little puppet doll running around, puts her on the car.
In starts, almost like a white trash ticking clock scenario.
Yes. Yeah. And then...
Like if Bond took place in West Virginia.
Yes. And so she's on the car, it's being lifted up slowly to the ceiling where there's this huge...
Pentagram
painted on it because he has the hand has to kill someone by midnight to take its soul to hell so it can continue on killing.
Yes.
There's like some kind of ritual going on.
Some convoluted bullshit.
It's not important, but it's happening.
The trio hit a super bong.
Oh, and it was the bong that our buddy
Nub
made.
I arc welded this shit.
He made the ashtray and he made the three hitter bong, and, which also, like,
and Mick was like, you didn't make shit in this class.
The problem with that and the way bongs work is that, like, they're only hitting from one of the three mouths.
Yeah.
So, like, it wouldn't be pulling correctly. You would have to have a lid or a
cover. Stoppers on top of the two. Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks cool.
It looks cool.
And then she gets real upset that they're smoking weed and not saving her, which is fair.
Like, if you had a prop replica of that in your house, you'd proudly display it, right?
Oh, for sure. It would be framed and hanging up, and we would use it on special occasions.
And your mom would come by, and she'd say, "What is that?"
And we'd just put flowers in it.
You would say, my boyfriend is Jewish, and that's something they use.
That would mean we'd have to keep that lie up the rest of the year.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny, though.
It'd be pretty funny. I would just tell her what it was.
Yeah, you probably would. She wouldn't care.
No.
At this point...
Well, she would care, but she'd just go,
"Let's be Carly. You've done worse."
Not that she knows of.
I don't... I'm assuming she doesn't listen to this podcast.
My stepdad listens to it and then tells her whether she wants to or not.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
She's going to really be angry when she finds out that you're the one that sunk that cruise ship.
Well, she'll be really angry when I've been telling the whole world that her favorite movie is Cabin Boy.
Yeah, that explains why she keeps getting all this Cabin Boy stuff.
If you're out there and you find any Cabin Boy memorabilia, send it on over.
You can hit us up on the Instagram.
Rover, Red Rover, Cabin Boy over. Yeah. So they
hit the super bong and then they blow it into the puppet and then the hand gets high.
And then it's like it's like
whoa
for a minute. But now the puppet's stuck in the gear, so he can't lower it.
Yeah, so he can't get into the thing and he falls out. And then it, like, jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
And then right then is when our hero, the priestess, comes in with the dagger.
Deb shows
and
up.
And with one good
throws a dagger.
Thrust,
and it goes right into Seth Green.
Yeah. And then
it just kind of turns into dust.
Yeah. Which
is very funny scene.
It's very funny. I also kind of hate that his hand just disappears. I feel like that wasn't helpful. Because his hand was an actual hand at one point, not the full demon.
It's a devil's hand.
Okay. So he's gone, and then there's a kissy scene. He saves his girl with the dagger, pulls the dagger out of Seth Green.
Yeah.
Goes and cuts the girl down,
and
now she's in her skivvies.
That is true.
Yeah.
There's some butt touch in there.
There's a lot of butt touch going on. Yeah.
And then the trio were like, let's hit this thing as like a celebratory thing, but Nub gets hit in the face, falls back, hits the car release, and it crushes Anton.
And then
would have been great if that was the end of the movie, like, right. He just dies right there.
Yeah. Because technically she doesn't need to be with this stoner
it's probably, yeah, let's be real, they broke up pretty quickly after this.
Yeah,
right?
he clearly cannot handle a woman of that skill level.
I guess the
garage door opens and heaven comes a calling.
Yeah.
And so our two zombies go. The boy doesn't, he stays.
Yeah.
Anton stays. He's next thing we see him in a hospital talking to his imaginary friend.
Full body cast. Yeah.
Because he got smashed.
The boys are his guardian angels.
Yep. And
that's pretty much the end of the film.
Yeah, and everyone has to leave because it's visiting hours are over. And then when they turn the lights off, above him says,
"I'm under the bed."
Is what was seen in the beginning of the film.
Yeah, and he's freaking out, and then they're like, should we tell him that we wrote that? And they're like, fuck no.
And then they make a really bad gay joke where they're like, let's go walk through some nurses, and like, they're not all girls.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's it.
Cue the credits.
The director got the job after two other directors dropped out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leprechaun 2, pretty fucking great time, actually.
What?
His Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah?
Leprechaun 2.
I've not seen it.
It's a good time.
It's funny. I think Garth from Wayne's World scared me from...
I'm the Leprechaun!
I think that whole shtick scared me away from ever watching the Leprechauns.
Oh, I have all of them on Blu-ray.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, let's see, whatever. Oh, the film... this was filmed in the same neighborhood as Halloween from 1978.
I thought that one of those corners looked familiar.
Yeah.
The corner that's got the two pumpkins sitting there,
right,
looks very similar to the stoop that Lori's sitting on waiting for the kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I don't think it is the same one.
No.
But it looks very similar.
And then Duke, the dog.
Yes. Tell me about Duke.
He is the same dog from Road Trip, which I've never seen.
Oh!
With Tom Green.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a talking dog in there. So yeah, Duke is the same dog as Road Trip.
We're gonna feed my snake.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a bloodbath. Yeah.
Also, the dog, like when Anton is scared and searching the house and he pushes Duke the dog forward, the dog clearly has an erection.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
What did we watch the other day? We were watching Harry Potter, and that dog has a massive dick.
Oh, the Sybaris?
The second movie?
The Sybaris, the one with the three.
No, not that.
Oh.
Hagrid's dog.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, it's like walking into frame.
Yeah.
And the camera goes under the dog, and you just get a big dog dick right in the frame for like two frames. And I was like, wow, that's massive. Could you even imagine that thing on an IMAX screen?
No.
That dick is bigger than most buildings.
Randy, our character Randy, has the same Weeping Jesus tattoo as Woody Harrelson in Natural Born Killers.
Oh. Fun.
Yeah. What would your double feature with this be?
Oh, Jesus. I didn't even think about the Carly question. Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I have a few. Do you want to get mine?
You got a few? Yeah, go for it.
One would be The Faculty, which we've done on a previous episode.
Yes.
The Craft falls into this as well.
Ooh, sure.
Yep. And that's a previous episode as well for those. What about The Frighteners?
Frighteners is always great.
Okay. I think we should do that. We should put that on our list,
yes,
by the way. Also, what I was going to try and double feature this with, being a cult classic, not necessarily a horror movie, would have been Can't Hardly Wait, because that has Seth Green in it, too, and they're like in high school. And then what we actually ended up double featuring with is Slackers.
Oh, that's, I love Slackers.
Yeah.
That movie's great.
Yeah.
I would probably go a complete opposite route and go with not necessarily a stoner comedy, but more a stoner aesthetic, and go with like one of like Roger Corman's movies from back in the day, like this plus like Rock and Roll High School.
Oh, okay.
Or like this plus Death Race 2000.
Uh-huh.
You know, something that's like really campy.
Yeah.
Probably go that route.
Yeah.
Or The Trip, which is another Corman film.
Okay.
Which is about LSD.
Mm.
Yeah. This movie was a giant flop. It made... Do you know these numbers?
No, I didn't. I didn't even look these up, actually.
Okay, so it was made on a $25 million budget.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to guess how much it grossed?
$1 million?
Four. $4 million on a $25 million budget.
Well, they had to pay for all the editing of like the heads being off and the hand.
Here's the sad story of why it flopped so hard. This came out 10 days after the Columbine shooting.
Oh, yeah.
In 99, April 30th,
1999. Yeah. Yeah, no one was really wanting to go out and do stuff after that.
Great time to release it, though.
Yeah.
It's 10 days after 420.
Right. It would have done well.
It would have done well.
If half the population that wanted to see it was alive.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know, the shootings kind of greatly affect the marketing and the attendance of the film.
Yeah.
Now a massive shooting like that happens every few days, and we just move on like nothing happened.
It's barely on the news.
Barely on the news.
Yeah.
This isn't really, you know, the place for that conversation, but it is interesting to think that
used to be so much more effective because
exactly.
it happened as often.
Right? So commonplace now.
Yeah.
This opened at 62 in the weekend box office with a miserable $300,000.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to guess some of the top tens from this weekend? And yes, I am stealing this game from the Blank Check podcast.
Okay. it was 1999.
April 30th. I have them right here.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll give you 10 through 4 here.
Okay.
Coming in at 10, Shakespeare in Love.
Okay.
Number 9 was Ed TV.
Oh.
Number 8 is a film you know that movie Go?
No.
Number 7, Forces of Nature.
Oh my gosh, yes, with Sandra Bullock and Ben Affleck.
Yes,
that's
what I thought. It was George Clooney for some reason.
No, yeah,
yes.
I remember watching that. That one's like, that one you watch as an adult and you go, yeah, we don't have to fall for the random guy that's helping us out. You
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah.
But number...
good movie. Like, I remember watching it as a teen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Uh-huh.
Number 6, The Out-of-Towners.
Okay.
Steve Martin, Goldie Hawn, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yeah.
Number 5 was a film I saw in theaters, which was Analyze This. Number 4, I think you could... Well, I think you could probably get the top 4 here.
Okay.
Number 4 was a teen comedy, high school, based off of a Shakespeare play.
Oh, 10 Things I Hate About
Yes,
You.
Yes,
yeah.
Number three, another teen comedy, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, Never Been Kissed?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Which Jessica Alba was in as well.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Wow, she had a...
That was a good year for her.
She had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Mostly with number three, not so much with number 62.
Yeah.
Number two's a little harder. It's a comedy. Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Martin Lawrence.
Oh, is it Coming to America? No.
No, that's way early.
That's in the 80s, yeah.
I actually saw this in theaters as well.
Oh, man. Oh, Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence? It's not Nutty Professor.
No, it's kind of like a... what's a good way to put it? They go to prison in it. I can tell you that.
I forget. You're going to have to tell me.
It's called Life.
Life, okay.
Which I saw in theaters for some reason. Uh-huh. Number one was a massive film. The Columbine Shooters were a big fan of this one.
Oh, no. Titanic.
No. What?
I don't know.
No, come on. They're called the Trenchcoat Mafia.
I don't know.
The Matrix.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, these are all, like, I was too young to see any of these. And
really?
Yeah.
I saw a good portion of those in theaters.
In 99, we were still going to the movies as, like, a family. Or I went and saw rom-coms alone with a friend.
Number 15, the Mod Squad remake.
Oh.
I saw that in theaters. I also saw, analyze this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug's first movie, number 11. Look at that. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know, what's your review of this film at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, I think it is still like I said, a comfort film.
Yeah.
In a way, because it's just so cheesy. It's a quick watch. You know, it has some good special effects, but overall it's just kind of frustrating to watch because the story and plot just don't need to be what it is. Like, sure. We could have done so much more with what was going on. Like, why do we even have the...
Like, another pass of the script would have
exactly.
just cleaned
like,
up
why...
a lot.
We probably could have used a little bit more of the priestess who's trying to chase the hand.
Yeah, she's so second fiddle that I completely forgot about her until you just said that.
And it's like, you know, maybe just not a high school setting, you know?
Sure.
Just
sure.
to help it out a little bit.
Yeah, right, the Legacy sequel, they would be teachers now.
Exactly, yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, they're going to go to the school, that's where all the kids are, but they're also stoners.
Yeah, they're still stoners, yeah.
Yes.
Usually most people, once starting, never stop.
Do you remember your Letterboxd take on this?
Yeah, I gave it a 2.5.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because it was like, I would still enjoy it.
Yeah, you're not in that beautiful post-chemo glow where you're giving everything 5 stars.
I know. I've even like gone back and been like, why did I give that a 5-star?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching also, but it does fit the realm of stupid movies I like.
Oh, yeah. 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 This is a film I return to about every 10 years. This is the third time I've seen this film. I think it gets better every time, honestly.
Yeah. But I also really do love the acting in it. Like, he did a good job.
He's really good in it.
Yeah, and Seth and the other dude are great zombies.
It's Foggy.
Foggy.
From
Daredevil.
The Daredevil show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The comedy's solid. It's light and referential to horrors of the past while maintaining its own unique flavor.
Right.
I think comedy is hard to pull off. I think a horror comedy is even harder to pull off.
Yes.
And I think this does it well enough to stand out on its own as a cult classic. As you said, Seth Green, Eldon Henson kind of steal the show.
Yeah.
I bumped this up from my initial score on Letterboxd from a 3 to a 4.
Ooh,
this is a 4-star film.
There we go.
This is great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good.
Yeah. I cannot wait to get the Blu-ray.
Nice.
I wish I owned it now.
I wish there was commentary on it.
There is.
Oh, good.
There is. There's 2 commentary tracks on it, okay. I believe. Yeah. There it is.
Nice, that was a good one.
Yeah. What is that the end? Is that how we're ending it?
No. I'm gonna talk about pinball for a minute.
Yeah, what do you gotta tell the people?
Yeah, I've been doing league every Wednesday, which
are
is
you
good.
Officially running the marketing side of
just for Bells and Chimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am now taking over for our all female identifying Bells and Chimes league for women. Ladies.
For the Instagrams?
I run the Instagram, and I'm helping run it for, I'm one of the people helping run it. So
nice.
Now I have to learn how rules work.
Finally.
I don't know. I never read one rule book with Derby. I don't know. But this one, people are asking me questions on like tournaments and how we do. And
I see you holding books. I know you know how to read.
I know how to read. I just don't.
I'm illiterate. I know how to read. Yeah.
I choose not to. So that's going well. We've been having a meetup and a tournament every other month. Nice. Right now.
Oh, that's like easily manageable.
Yeah. Every month we have a meetup, and then every other month we have a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're doing them at the Pin Vault in Fountain Square.
Yeah.
Because we're allowed to be all ages, and they do have a bar for us, and they have such a good selection of games as well. Mm-hmm. And they're supportive of the Pinball League. You know, they're supportive of all things pinball.
Isn't it, now that you're like in it, isn't it surprising how big of a pinball community there is in this city?
Yeah, we do really have a large one. And also, like,
there's a pinball repair shop down the street from here.
Yeah, and also, like, I now know who I can rent a game from for like a certain amount of money to put in the house.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then also I play against a lot of the same guys all the time, and really, you know, I know that the Bells and Chimes was started so that way, like, females could have a place to go. And it's not because we want to be completely separate from the men's league in a way, but it's also, like, it just gives us, like, an easier moment to learn. And I think that everyone in the pinball...
You can also, like, you can let your guard down.
Well, and also, like, sometimes, like, the pinball boys, like, although they're really nice and helpful, they also, like, when they lose, they go, ah! I just scream and yell. And everyone's a little bit on the spectrum and a little bit of a nerd.
Sure.
That everyone, like, it just helps everyone feel a little more comfortable to have these different kind of tournaments and different kind of meetups.
Yeah.
And we're all ages right now, and I'm actually getting beat by an 8-year-old. I'm having to get better so this 8-year-old doesn't beat me. But she has two things going for her. One, her style. She's got great style.
Yeah.
Two, she has a step stool.
Oh.
So, which I need.
Yeah.
And then also, her dad is actually one of the top players in the state, and they have a couple games at home.
As someone who's working with the league, though, you can say no step stools.
No.
You could bar. Because you need one, too.
I need one, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She wins this round.
Yeah. I want her and I to have a bedazzling step stool day where we, like... But also, I've been told I'm allowed to play on my roller skates, so...
Oh, okay.
Because then that gives me 4 inches.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And maneuverability.
Yeah.
Strangely.
Oddly, I play better
at... You're better at skating than you are walking.
Yeah. My knee doesn't think that right now, but...
Sure.
Yeah. But that's all I got going on.
What's the name of the... Tell the people again?
We are Bells and Chimes, Indianapolis. There is a Bells and Chimes in most states.
Cool.
And towns.
Yeah.
So go ahead and check yours out. See what they got going on. They're all under the name of Bells and Chimes. Then enter your town.
Your city. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. You still throwing people to the Daywalker?
Still throwing people to the Daywalker. I'm Gitsy the Daywalker. I'm doing my own thing now. I'm working for myself.
Yeah.
I work on the north side of our city now, mm-hmm. which is strange, but I'm doing well. I'm pretty busy. I've been doing really well. So follow me on the Instagram, Gitsy the Daywalker, and then just brighten your day up with some pictures of some doggos.
Love those doggos.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up on your side of the town tomorrow.
Nice.
Getting a tattoo.
Ooh, from our friend?
Hazard.
Nice. Tell him hello.
I will.
Thank you. I just hung out with his dogs not too long ago.
Oh, that's true. You did.
They were very good to me.
I like them quite a bit.
I call one Velcro and then the other one's Old Man.
Yeah, I love Old Man.
Yeah. If anyone out there listening and I watch your dogs, please know I have my own names for them.
Yes. I've got a few dates
cool.
to tell the people about.
Okay.
Let's see. I will be at the World Oddities Market in Raleigh, North Carolina.
There we go.
May 11th. I'll be at the Living Dead Weekend in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, June 7th through 9th. And I'll be at the World Oddities Market in Louisville, Kentucky, June 22nd.
Perfect.
More dates coming soon.
Woo!
Yeah. You can follow this show on Instagram at Electric Monster Pod. You can follow myself on Instagram at Aerosol Pro. And Bells and Chimes
Indianapolis. Bells and Chimes Indianapolis.
There you go.
Gitsy the Daywalker, and still under Miss Gitsy as well.
Yeah.
I am the only Gitsy out there.
You own the trademark.
GITSI. Gitsy Co. is growing.
Let's grow Gitsy Co.
Let's grow Gitsy Co.
And I guess that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, follow you to see all of your pictures of you at Fish concerts.
I'm going to Vegas next month.
That's fucked up.
I can't wait for the Vegas part.
When is it? When are you going to Vegas?
During 420.
It'll be when this episode comes out.
I will be in Vegas.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. What a world.
What a world.
What a life you live.
I'm going to try and find the casino that has a water slide in it.
Yes. I got things to send your way.
Okay. I'm going to Vegas. The Sphere on Thursday and then probably going to go see Donny Osmond on Friday.
What the fuck are you doing? That guy's still alive?
He's still alive. Also, one of my favorite things is like, so growing up at my grandparents' house, because I was one of the younger cousins, like I just got whatever toys were left over, you know? But
Donnie and Marie.
I had a Donny Osmond doll and he had this purple jumpsuit on. But their dog ate his leg and his hand. And so I had a safety pin and pinned up his leg.
Oh,
and
then you made a Franken Donny.
Yeah, and then I have a doll crush on him. And so I really want to take that to the show and just wave it in the air when he's singing. Ah, it's just like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like your life coming full circle.
Yeah, I leave Donnie... I leave one-legged Donnie in my storage unit, and he hangs out with Waldo, and they just look at my stuff for me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, he would scare off any intruders.
Yeah.
All right, we're done here. Oh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Oh,
is
it Barb? Oh, no, was that Barb Novick? Oh, she knows Barb.
She knows Gail too well. Yeah.
Yeah, I know Gail Novick.
Yeah, just at the grocery store.
Exactly, you know.
Why aren't you doing the voice?
I am not going to pick up my Midwestern twang again.
What are you talking about?
If I start it, I can't get it out.
It's like a skin that you
He's like a new pair of underwear.
Oh, when I was in Rome, everyone
That you got at the Kmart.
The Kmart?
That you got at the Kmart.
Oh,
that's a blue special right there. There were blue light specials at the Kmart. You get that, you get the Pyrex with the lowercase p, not the uppercase p.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. It's always the lowercase.
Those can go in the freezer.
Yep. And the oven.
You can store those.
Yeah.
You're
saying
it's a dual-function Pyrex.
Dual-function Pyrex.
Like a football eraser,
Because
right?
It's a football and an eraser. Yeah, it's a football and...